Chapter 1. The Kite. It was one of those mornings when everything looks very neat and bright and shiny, as though the world had been tidied up overnight. In Cherry Tree Lane, the houses blinked as their blinds went up, and the thin shadows of the cherry trees fell in dark stripes across the sunlight. But there was no sound anywhere, except for the tingling of the ice cream man's bell as he wheeled his cart up and down. "Stop me and buy one," said the placard in front of the cart. And presently, a sweep came round the corner of the lane and held up his black, sweepy hand. The ice cream man went tingling up to him. "Penny one," said the sweep, and he stood leaning on his bundle of brushes as he licked out the ice cream with the tip of his tongue. When it was all gone, he gently wrapped the cone in his handkerchief and put it in his pocket.
"Don't you eat cones?" asked the ice cream man, very surprised.
"No, I collect them," said the sweep, and he picked up his brushes and went in through Admiral Boom's front gate, because there was no tradesman's entrance. The ice cream man wheeled his cart up the lane again and tingled, and the stripes of shadow and sunlight fell on him as he went.
"Never knew it so quiet before," he murmured, gazing from right to left and looking out for customers.
At that very moment, a loud voice sounded from number 17.